This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you, everybody listening all across North America. I hope you had a good Monday. Hope you had a good weekend, a good holiday. I hope you set yourself up for the rest of this week in a good way, okay? I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. If you want to talk to me, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me at JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Week 12, yes, already, of the NFL season. It's over. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Indianapolis Colts tonight 24-17 in what looked like was just going to be a beatdown. At least the Colts, they put up 2 touchdowns in the third quarter, but outside of that, it was quiet. 0 yards of offense in the first quarter. It was pitiful. Good for Kenny Pickett. Another solid game where he didn't turn the football over, didn't throw for a touchdown, didn't run for one, but managed the game. And Mike Tomlin afterwards, he was very happy with Kenny Pickett and his performance. He's saying that, look, man, he's growing every week.
What are you seeing from Kenny in terms of week-to-week progress, in particular his ability to overcome adversity and shake it off?
Guys, you guys ask me that every week. You know, he's getting better every week. And it's in a very natural way because of experience. He's a competitor. He's smart. But it's still a lot of meat on the bone, and it's just the process. But like I always say, he's good enough, and we're good enough to win while that happens. And so we're not grading him or us on a curve. We acknowledge that he's very much in development. You can ask me next week, and I'll tell you he got better in all areas again next week because with each snap becomes exposure and sharp guys that are competitors, they grow from those things.
At least the Steelers have something to build on, right? What the hell are the Colts building on? Nothing. They're not building on Matt Ryan. Who knows what Jeff Saturday is doing at this time next year? Who knows if he's the head coach in, I don't know, February, March, April, May? We have no idea. Matt Ryan, he threw an interception early in the game, and it was a fumbled handoff as well when they had an opportunity to score. At least Kenny Pickett is there's some positive things to look at. Matt Ryan, not so much. Matt Ryan, he had his own explanation after the game on how things played out.
I don't mind the call. We're going with some tempo, trying to get that first and then probably bang a timeout after that first. We didn't get it, then have to take the timeout and on the fourth down call. Credit to them. They did a good job of jumping inside. We had some in-breaking routes.
He's talking about the final drive of the game. Man, y'all had drives and attempts all game long, and you didn't muster anything. And so Matt Ryan, Do I feel bad for the guy? Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit. Matt Ryan went to the Indianapolis Colts, and he's thinking that he's going to end his career on a high note, and he's going out to the glue factory. He's going out to the woodshed. He ain't coming back. It's about to be a wrap for Matt Ryan and his career as a starter, man. It stinks. And I don't know if you can put Matt Ryan in the same category as some of the other quarterbacks in the league right now. Russell Wilson. Ugh. They just gave this man a lot of money. And the Denver Broncos, and they're not just trash because of him. They're just bad, period. Tom Brady, he came back to have a losing season. I'm sure they'll even things out. But after losing to the Browns, Tom Brady and the Bucks are 5-6. And then you got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, man, they get beat up by the Eagles. The final score not indicative of what the game actually looked like. But the Packers are 4-8. And Aaron Rodgers has to convince everybody that, yeah, my rib hurts. But if I can play, then I'll be there against the Bears. It's crazy. We have a lot of established veteran quarterbacks right now. Teams stink. And it's not always the quarterback's fault, but they're contributing as well. Aaron Rodgers had two interceptions on Sunday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know he wasn't happy to see Jordan Love basically come right off of the bench and score a touchdown. That's what Aaron Rodgers had to say after that game last night about how he's going to go play if he's healthy and as long as they can still win.
We put up 33 points and battle against the number one seed. I think there's a lot to feel good about. Obviously, defense is going to, you know, not feel great about some of those things. And obviously, I turned the ball over twice. As long as we're mathematically alive, I'd like to be out there.
Well, we heard from Matt Ryan. He lost tonight. We just heard from Aaron Rodgers. He lost Sunday Night Football. Let's hear from someone who lost in the afternoon. How about Russell Wilson? All of America had to look at this man get chewed out by Purcell, basically telling him, man, let's go get a damn score. And I'm sure he used more colorful language than that. He is another loser. It's Russell Wilson.
Mike and I are on the same page. You know, he came off, you know, after they kicked the field goal, and he was pissed off. He just said, we got to F and go, you know. And I agree, you know. So me and him on the same page. We, you know, there's no animosity there at all. We're on the same page. We got to win. You know, we got to come out here and have some grit to us, some mentality to us. We got to be able to win these football games. And you know, so those guys are out there battling every play. You know, on offense, we got to be able to capitalize. And so there's nothing there at all. I mean, me and him, there's nothing there.
Okay, Russell. Whatever you say, Russell.
40 seconds too long for nothing there.
Yeah, so we're all on the same page. Sure, Russell. Everybody loves you, don't they? We heard from the loser from tonight, unfortunately, Matt Ryan. We heard from Aaron Rodgers. We heard from Russell Wilson. There's somebody else who lost on Sunday as this week of the NFL season has come to a close. The other guy who lost is Tom Brady. He lost to the Browns. And he also lost another offensive lineman. Tristan Wirfs is now out with a high ankle sprain. Tom Brady hates contact. He doesn't want to be hit. He has a special diet, so if he does get hit, he doesn't get blown to smithereens. Well, I hope he's taking a beating right now to practice for the rest of the season, because the offensive line is in even more shambles, and it's not a good look. Tom Brady, after losing to the Browns in overtime, he was a little bit more succinct than Russell Wilson.
Just didn't score enough points, you know, so 17 points isn't going to do it, and that's basically what we've been doing all year. So we just got to, it's like the same thing, you know. Had a chance, you know, give them a lot of credit. They made some real clutch plays. You know, fourth down completion for the touchdown was a great play. But we had our chances. You know, we just didn't make the plays, and they did.
No, but Tom Brady, a very simple man. Very simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? I forgot it's somebody else. I forgot Lamar Jackson. You know what? I'm going to take some of your calls because I was in Baltimore today. I'm going to take some of your calls. And I want you to hear from Lamar Jackson on the other side of the break. And I think Lamar Jackson, he needs to be the next athlete that has his phone taken away. I'll explain. Let's get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's go to a winning city. Let's talk to Jerry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I was rooting for Indiana. I'll be truthful with you. I would hire Jeff Saturday as the head coach for the Colts. Now, let me explain. They say he never coached anywhere in college, or he never was on a professional team on any aspect, but he was a great offensive lineman. And they should have beat Philadelphia. He had that line better than it was all year, one game. He got them together. Give his guy time, and they get a quarterback, and they get maybe another receiver, running back. That team's going to be good. And you're saying, well, they're terrible. Well, Matt Ryan's not good either. Russell Wilson isn't good.
Jerry, slow down, Jerry.
Okay.
Thank you. I got a simple question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are they not bad right now?
Is not Tampa Bay not bad?
No, answer my question, Jerry. I asked you a simple one. It's a yes or a no. One has two letters. The other has three. It's very simple. Are the Colts bad right now, yes or no?
Mediocre.
Jerry went to school and failed. Hey, Jerry, I need you to come up to the classroom. Come to the front, Jerry. Come here. Come here, Jerry. Come to the front. What does 1 plus 1 equal, Jerry? 11. Jerry was a poor student. Terrible. 855-212-4CBS. What does the Indianapolis Colts have to do with anybody else? You going to tell they're mediocre? Their record is even. Oh, I know Jerry's bad at math. He won't understand this. 4-7 and a tie is not mediocre. That's bad. When you fire a head coach, when you yo-yo a veteran quarterback because you fired said head coach, when you bring in a head coach who has no experience, when you need a new quarterback, yes, that takes time to bring one in and develop. Look at the Steelers. When you need more offensive weapons, yes, that takes time. Time. The Indianapolis Colts might wake up next year and turn things around and have hope for the future. They might. Very well so. Not right now. They're bad. They've tried to string along competing since Andrew Luck decided to leave. Let's plug in Phil Rivers here. Let's throw a Matt Ryan here. Not good enough, man. It's obvious. And it was just delaying the inevitable. And so they're bad right now. That doesn't have a damn thing to do with another team. It doesn't have anything to do with what their future can look like. But for right now, I'm waiting for the end of the season. You're waiting for the end of the season. You talking about the future. Why? Because they're bad. 855-212-4CBS. Jeff Saturday might work out. He might. I don't have any idea. And neither does anybody listening. Nobody does. And if you do, you coming up thinking about the wrong stuff. Go play the lottery. Dan is calling from Richmond, Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
What's up, JR? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I'm calling about them Colts again. I said about 4 weeks ago, them guys think they was a disappointment. You know, next week they got to face my Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to score 40 points against them?
Well, Matt Ryan, he looked like he wanted to cry on the podium tonight. He might want to take a day off because he's slow. That guy's slow, and he's terrible. I mean, he's going to get beat up next week.
He's been slow for a long time, and everybody in Atlanta knows this. He's not mobile. He's not running around anywhere. He doesn't have help. Earlier in the season, he didn't have a running game, and they benched him. And now they have him back out there because he's the safest option. It's like waiting on the final grain of sand to fall through the hourglass on this Colts season. Everybody wants to talk about the future and what might work. It's going to take time.
He's waiting to exhale.
Oh, wow. What, Angela Bassett? We got to call her, too.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, my birthday, 50th birthday coming up next week, Shaka Bottom.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to celebrate your birthday at Shaka Bottom?
Yeah, I got plenty of security, though.
Okay. Dan is referencing a very nice area of Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah. Go Cowboys.
Thank you, Dan, for calling from Richmond. He's like, yeah, I'm going into the hello to everyone in Shaka Bottom. Don't ask me how I know about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. And as we talked about quarterbacks who are not having the greatest of seasons, someone who's, I wouldn't say he's having a great season. He's okay. He's being criticized right now, especially after a loss. His name, Lamar Jackson. We're going to hear from him. I'm going to tell you why he should probably put his phone down, and I'm going to get to more of your calls. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. You're my favorite national host. You always have an interesting perspective on everything.
Thanks. Is that a nice way of calling me crazy?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, we've been talking about Pittsburgh beating the Indianapolis Colts tonight, 24-17. Matt Ryan watching this guy play football is just it's just a sad way to go out, right? Like, there's no more upside. He's not going to be a starting quarterback for anybody next year. We talked about some of the other quarterbacks who lost as this week in the NFL has concluded. Russell Wilson lost. He looks like he lost a step. He's not scrambling or running around. He's not as mobile as he used to be. Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVPs, and this year is, I guess he's getting all the beatings that he was due for the past two seasons. Tom Brady, retiring, unretiring. And he came back to have a 5-6 record? Not the best. And how about this? This is a young dude. He hasn't even got his gigantic contract yet. He's already an MVP, and I think people might be tiring of him. It's Lamar Jackson. The Ravens lost to the Jaguars, giving up another lead, blowing another lead, 28-27. Trevor Lawrence connects with Marvin Jones. He connects with Zay Jones. He's touchdown here, two-point conversion there, and the Ravens lose. They fall to 7-4. Lamar Jackson just threw a touchdown to give them the lead, and Trevor Lawrence has one of the best games of his career, maybe the best game of his career so far. 321 yards passing, three touchdowns, including the game-winning touchdown and the two-point conversion I told you about. The Ravens fall to 7-4. The Bengals are 7-4 right there with them as well. Thank God for the Ravens' sake, they have the tiebreaker. And at least for the Ravens, they take on a team that can't score, that happens to be Russell Wilson and his Denver Broncos. And so after the game, obviously, nobody was happy with the results for the Ravens. And Lamar Jackson, he spoke to the media after the fact, and this is what he had to say about their missed opportunities.
Like I said, in practice, everything looked good. You know, we looked crisp in practice and stuff like that. We just missed opportunities. And, you know, when you're playing in a game like this, you know, a tough environment, you can't miss those. We need those. Everything, catches, throws, we need everything. You know, put points on the board, separate, help our defense, you know, keep their momentum going.
Yeah. That was a calm Lamar Jackson after the loss in front of the media. Unfortunately, after the game, he was on Twitter and he was responding to a fan who didn't have the greatest of things to quote unquote say to him. He basically said, let Lamar Jackson walk, and instead of paying him the money, spend it on a well-rounded team. Lamar Jackson, I cannot tell you what he decided to tweet or share back to him. He basically told him to shut the bleep up. He basically said that this guy on Twitter never even smelled a football field. And then he told him to eat something that is not appropriate to say to another human being. I'll let you figure it out or Google it if you want. And head coach John Harbaugh, he actually spoke to the media and he said that this was out of character for Lamar Jackson, who deleted the tweet. Of course he did. And then John Harbaugh is now telling this man to stay away from Twitter after games. This is the world that we live in, folks. I for the life of me, I guess it's put the phone down. Is it that tough? I understand. It's a new world. It's technology. People are tethered to their phones all day, all night. What good does Lamar Jackson get by going on Twitter after a game? In short, this is a learning experience. Is it going to happen again? Maybe. Some things I don't understand. I do, but I can't dig in to the logic. It doesn't make any sense to me. And so, yeah, the Ravens lost. Lamar Jackson, you know, he hasn't done anything to ever bother anybody. Harbaugh is accurate. You don't hear about him doing or saying anything. And so I don't think this is going to be a massive issue. And, you know, he has a great sense of humor. Maybe he'll brush this under the rug. But you got to stay off the phone, man. Nothing good comes on Twitter. Like, people argue and fight about nonsense. And the new guy who owns it, he might as well also now be the ringleader.
The new guy who owns it. I love that.
Nah, he's the new guy who owns it.
You know he wants his name said anytime.
What, Elon Musk?
Oh, my God. He loves himself some Elon Musk, man. And this is saying something, JR. I've never seen a person who is a billionaire that is more narcissistic and more self-involved than this individual right here.
Yeah, he is. He is. Ironically, I tweeted this today. I said that he must think he's like Tony Stark from, he's Iron Man. Like
Tony Stark, Tony Robbins, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. And anyway, on a positive side, we just talked about a bunch of quarterbacks who are not on the positive right now. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson. We talked about a good quarterback who's growing and Kenny Pickett. Let's see how far he can grow. You know, it's like a watering a plant. Sometimes you do too much or not enough, the plant dies. But anyway, I told you the Ravens, they're not the only 7-4 team in the AFC North. The Bengals are right there as well. And the Bengals were able to go out there and beat the Tennessee Titans 20-16. This is a team that has just basically been even all year. They started 0-2, and then they went 1-2. They've been straddling 500 all season long. And now they're on a three-game winning streak. This is the team that went to the Super Bowl last year. Massive expectations for them moving forward. You know, hoping that they can get Ja'Marr Chase back and keep the season rolling along. They got Kansas City next. That's definitely going to be a game to watch. But then after the game where they beat the Titans, Joe Burrow, he talked about the victory and also looking ahead.
It was great to get a win like this. You know, this is kind of how they all were down the stretch last year. You know, we left a lot out on the field on offense. Defense stepped up, and then, you know, we made the plays in the fourth quarter to go win the game. December now. This is when the football counts. So we're 7-4. We're in a great spot. Really happy with our continued improvement throughout the season. But now it's time to, you know, show what kind of championship medal we have with this coming schedule, and I know we'll be ready for it.
It should be a little bit easier. Ja'Marr Chase, he's expected to come back from that hip injury against the Chiefs. Now tell me that wouldn't be a statement victory. A statement victory. If the Cincinnati Bengals come back out and say, gotcha. I think everybody's going to have to start paying a whole hell of a lot more attention to this squad who did go to the Super Bowl last year. Regardless of whether they shocked, surprised, or nobody expected them to be there. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Blake is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Blake.
Yes, this is Blake. How you doing?
I'm good, Blake. I know who you are. Go ahead.
I just want to recognize Joe Burrow, why people don't put him in the same discussion as Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I mean, look what the guy's doing without Joe Mixon or Ja'Marr Chase. I believe he's the smartest quarterback in the NFL, and to me, he's like a more athletic young Tom Brady.
Okay, well, you wanted him to receive some more love and attention. You just gave it to him, so thank you. Okay, thank you, Blake. Blake is short, sweet, and to the point, the opposite of Russell Wilson. No, look, we saw what this man did in college. He threw for 60-something touchdowns at LSU. He wins a championship, comes into the NFL, shows his talent. Everybody knows what he can do. He has his knee ripped to shreds. He comes back. He plays his ass off, surprises everybody. They go to a Super Bowl. They have a season right now, which I just told you is kind of flat and even. They just go on a three-game winning streak. Everybody knows that Joe Burrow is good. I think everybody knows that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What he doesn't have up until now, outside of going to the Super Bowl where he got annihilated because of the line, was to really think about this. His career is still young. It's in its infancy. He had to come back from injury. Then he came back and surprised. And what else are we supposed to do? I think everybody knows Joe Burrow is one of the best. I think that goes without saying. And if he can go on a run here to conclude this season, go back into the playoffs, and make people kind of, I don't want to say eat their words. I don't think anybody's saying anything negative against them. But the Bengals are a team on the up and up. I think Joe Burrow has plenty of respect across the NFL and even amongst fans of the NFL. They just got to keep on winning. And that's what he's doing right now. And so I think everything that's coming his way is certainly in due time. And to be quote-unquote overlooked, go ahead, give the man more motivation to roll with. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, not too long ago, I told you the Los Angeles Lakers were playing basketball tonight in Los Angeles. I told you that there was a man who hit a half-court shot to win $75,000. He was the only winner from Los Angeles tonight. Because the Lakers, who had a lead and are trying to creep back, or not back, they ain't been there, but trying to creep towards 500, they entered into tonight's game 7-11. The Lakers now fall to 7-12. The Pacers are 12-8 as they beat LA 116-115. And it was a buzzer beater. The Los Angeles Lakers lost at the buzzer to Andrew Nembhard, who hit a game-winning three, basically because the Los Angeles Lakers don't know how to rebound the basketball. I feel like the Pacers got 50 million chances to knock down this game-winning shot, and then Nembhard hit it. Take a listen to this. At least one team representing Indiana won, and this is courtesy of the Pacers television on Bally Sports.
Pacers do have a timeout, but Rick Carlisle will opt to let him play. Miles Turner, three.
Gamer. Oh, Miles.
Long rebound. Halliburton.
Hold on. He held on it too long.
Nembhard away.
Got it, baby.
Got it. The rookie out of Gonzaga hits a three at the buzzer to win the game.
Baby. Way to drop it. Oh. How cool is that?
Andrew Nembhard, his fourth three as the clock expires to win in L.A.
After replay review, it is confirmed a successful three-point basket. The game's
way
over.
Way to drop that one, Nembhard. It's real quiet in here in Lakerland.
Why rub it in? Hey, Shep, who was that rubbing it in?
That was a local hero, Quinn Buckner.
Yeah, rubbing it in.
But Quinn can say what he wants, though, right? He's earned that kind of cachet.
Listen, you're around long enough, you say whatever the hell you want. Why not? And it's ironic that this is the same team that for months we've heard about the Los Angeles Lakers needing to make a trade that would save their season. Well, the Pacers are 12-8. They have someone who's competing to be Rookie of the Year and Ben Mathurin, and a lot of people don't even know who the hell this guy is yet, and he's lighting up the NBA. And the Lakers, they're 7-12. If you care, here you go. LeBron James had 21 points on 8-22 shooting, not the best of nights. And then Anthony Davis in a return from a calf injury. What else is new? 25 points, 13 rebounds. Just normal Lakers stuff. So congratulations to the Pacers. The one team from Indianapolis who actually won a game tonight. Sorry to the Colts fans. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get more of your calls on the line before I have to roll out. Mark is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Jay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well.
Speaking of Quinn Buckner, I live in Milwaukee in the suburb. He lived about a block and a half away from me when he played for the Bucks here. So, and two-time high school champ at Dalton Thornridge outside of Chicago. Speaking about you personally, took me a little while to get used to you after your predecessor, the guy that was before you left, but I think you're terrific. I really do. I'm a devotee of sports radio, 70 years old, all over the country. I've listened to a lot of them, and you're right up there. You really do a great job. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I've been participating in radio and entertainment for my whole life, so I'm glad. Thank you much.
A little bit about the Packers. If Aaron Rodgers never played another game, I would thank him if I ever met him personally for the thrills and the joy that he brought to me over his career.
Okay.
I hope that he stays another year. I think they have a better chance of, I don't know, whatever, you know, with him there. I hope he'll stay. I hope he'll finish his career here. As far as this year, If they beat the Bears and lose every other game, it's okay with me because I want them to get a good draft choice. My guy would be Marvin Harrison Jr. I love to see him on a Packer. But, you know, I don't see, you know, he seems to take a lot of flack from people, Rodgers, but I don't think any of it comes from his teammates or people within the organization. And anybody that blames him for Devontae Adams leaving because there wasn't money, I don't buy it for a second.
I don't think that's the sole reason. But obviously, his return, his not return, his future is a factor. That's undeniable.
You know, with what he's had to work with this year, I'm speaking about Aaron Rodgers. You know, defense with the injuries, but he's got the two rookies that were coming along well until the injuries. Romeo Dobbs and now Christian Watkins is coming along, but Sammy Watkins has been hurt. Cobb was hurt for a while. Lazard was hurt. I think he's done an admirable job. I'd like to see him playing, you know, hurt. I would like to see him continue. I'm proud of what he's done as a Packer. And as far as Joe Burrow, I think you're 100% right on. I think this guy is overshadowed by the likes of Jalen Hurt, Tutu Aloha, you know, people that deserve, you know, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, certainly Mahomes, but this guy is the real deal in my opinion, and I think they are coming on Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, and I think we all see that. It's just a matter of him getting his shine, and he did. It's not like that. The man just went to the Super Bowl. It was surprising, but he went to the Super Bowl, and if they can continue on, they'll be right back in the playoffs, so they'll be straight.
I think in the NFC, I just for me, there's one team and one team. And that's the 49ers. It's funny because their first game of the year, you know, Trey Lance started, got hurt, okay, and then Garoppolo took over from there and they took off. I'm not sure if he didn't get hurt, if they would be in the position they are. I think they caught a break. I really do.
Yeah, well.
Keeping Garoppolo. And if he became a Packer next year, I'd be happy. But the biggest disappointment I was shocked is, I mean, look at Russell Wilson. These guys – you know, Rodgers was a two-time MVP, and yeah, he's had a drop-off this year, but he's still better than most, in my opinion.
Well, you got to be careful what you ask for. And thank you, Mark, for calling from Milwaukee. Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Russell Wilson, he wanted to leave, and he wanted to go to greener pastures, and now he's not. Pastures are not green. They're brown. They're dead. Need to turn over the soil. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to get this head coach the hell up on out of there. Nathaniel Hackett is a disaster. It's not even going to be the day after the final game. It's going to be like an hour after the game. He's going to be shown the boot. He's not even going to be able to go pick his packages up or go into his office. It's about to be over for him. 855-212-4CBS. Taylor's calling from Atlanta. What's up, Taylor?
What's going on, JR? How you doing?
Very well. What's on your mind?
I got a lot of things on my mind, but I just want to say three quick things. Number one, do not give up on my New York football Giants. Number two, even though Pete Carroll has been quiet, I'm pretty sure when he sees Russell Wilson, not even the media, but when he sees Russell Wilson and all what's going on, he's just sitting there going, And it has a smile on his face. He has Geno Smith playing well. And, you know, who'd have thought Geno? But has him playing well and doing something. So it kind of goes to show that maybe Russell Wilson was good, but sometimes it's like a marriage. If the marriage is good, keep it there. But it's like sometimes you just want to be out on your own. And Russell Wilson has seen what it feels like to be out on your own. And the last thing, let all the Cowboys fans know, the refs not going to travel with them. So, Kyle got cheated out on Thanksgiving. They're not going to be able in all them stadiums. So, that's all I got to say. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. You and Shep, have a good one.
Thank you, Taylor. All right. And so, the referees beat the New York Giants? Not the Dallas Cowboys? The referees beat the New York Giants, not the Dallas Cowboys? I looked at that game and I said, oh, man, this is – Don't give up on the Giants. What the Giants have overachieved the whole season. They ain't been stomping nobody out. It's like every New York Giants victory is by the skin of their teeth. They're barely getting by. And God bless them. Brian Daboll having a good first season as head coach, and Joe Shane having a good first season as general manager. Daniel Jones showing some progress without having major weapons. Saquon Barkley being able to bounce back. Yeah, give the New York Giants credit. But let's be real here. What did you really expect from the Giants this season? What are you expecting the rest of the way? They might still make the playoffs, but the probability and odds right now look like that the Giants will fall out of it. So give the Dallas Cowboys some credit. The NFL referees aren't out there sacking these quarterbacks. The NFL referees aren't playing out there with one of the best, if not the best, defense in the NFL. It's the Dallas Cowboys. And as much as people don't always want to give the Dallas Cowboys credit, the turnaround that their defense has made just from guys that they've been able to draft and bring into the fold, and guys like Parsons, and you got to give them credit because their defense was horrendous, historically bad, two seasons ago. It's like I could go out there and play defense and score against the Dallas Cowboys now, I'd be destroyed. I'd stand no chance. And so let's actually give credit to some of the teams and the quarterbacks who deserve it. It's difficult winning out here. I think we all know that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody who's hung out and tuned in tonight. We had to suffer through a Monday night football game that started off like crap. Thank you to the Colts. And then they made it interesting in the third. And they did what they've done all season. They hit the fourth quarter and they stopped scoring there. And so Pittsburgh leads or won 24-17 tonight. Steelers, you can feel optimistic about your future. Mike Tomlin does. And the Colts, we just got to wait and see. And we knew that already. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about more NFL QBs, the positive side. We're going to get into college football. What are the playoffs going to look like? And then I'm going to share with you the amazing time I had in Baltimore today. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.